If you want to turn with me to the book of Psalms, I want to just read a psalm before we enter into prayer. Psalm 90, if you would turn there with me, please. Psalm 90. This is actually a prayer of Moses. A prayer of Moses. And so we're just going to pray right along with Moses here as I read and allow the words and the truths to affect our hearts. Church, it is one of my desires and prayers that the coming year that our church would grow in our prayer ministry. In many areas of our prayer ministry. Our prayer, in our corporate prayer, our time at home and our private prayer, our family prayer. I'm praying really that God would just give us some breakthroughs in the coming year where we all sense that, wow, there's a greater desire in my heart for prayer. The Holy Spirit can do that. And to see us develop a habitual prayer life and in more ways than one. And so I'm thankful for we can start it off here tonight with the Holy Spirit's help. And as I've mentioned before, young people, thank you so much. I know a meeting like this, sometimes you may not be as used to, but I believe that God's hand is on each of you. And I believe the Lord's teaching you many things about prayer. And I just want to thank you parents for bringing the young people. Isn't that a blessing, church, to see our young people? So let's just make sure, as you'll understand tonight, as we're praying, it's not a time to be messing, you know, with your neighbor or poking them or laughing and carrying on. We want to keep our eyes closed during the prayer, and we want to keep our focus on the Lord. These men that are going to come stand right here, they're going to be praying over some very important things. And we want to be praying along with them in our heart because God is going to hear us tonight. God is with us, and I'm thankful. All right, you're there in your Bible. Psalm 90, Psalm 90. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in Thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And verse 17 is the last verse there. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. The prayer of Moses, Psalm 90. Our prayer echoes Moses' prayer tonight as we cry out for the beauty of the Lord our God to be upon us. We want Him to establish the work of our hands here at Crooked Creek Baptist Church. Every part of everything we do in this church and in our homes, we want the Lord to establish it and use it for His glory. I've asked Brother Mike to lead us in a song that was actually our theme song, I believe, in 2017. And it's a song speaking of revival, of renewal. And that's going to be the song that's going to start us off. Now, before he sings that, leads us in singing that, the topics tonight are, first of all, will be confession, just us seeking to have our hearts right with the Lord. Secondly, it'll be a prayer of praise, praising the Lord for all that He's been doing and who He is. Then it'll be prayer for revival. And each of these topics, by the way, will be a different man praying. A prayer for our youth, the youth of our church. A prayer for our outreach. A prayer for our campus expansion and our renovations of our current campus. Prayer for our missions program. Prayer for church unity. Prayer for our families. Prayer for those that are sick and just need divine healing right now. Several of those in our church. And then prayer for endurance for the trials that we are currently in and will face in the coming year. God's going to hear us tonight. We're going to agree with each other as we pray. And I know the Lord is going to help us. Brother Mike, you come.
You can remain seated, but we will sing our theme song from 2017, Renew Me.
Renew me, restore me, and cleanse me, O Father. Place your vision deep within. May your Holy Spirit cleanse all my hallowed sin. On thy word only I stand. Renew. Restore me and cleanse me, Lord Jesus. Give me grace to do thy will. Renew my heart, O Lord, and glorify thy name. Renew our heart again.
Amen. Well, brothers, as I, you have the order of lists there. So what we're going to do is we're not going to stop and say anything in between the prayers. After one man prays, the next line up, just try to come up right soon after that and just continue right into the prayer. One of the things, I think many of you know this, one of the ways that will help you in praying and staying concentrated is agreeing with whoever is praying. Agreeing over that specific subject that he's praying over and talking about and just seeking the Lord. You be led of the Lord. Some people are more vocal than others, but don't hesitate to even say amen in your spirit or even verbally as you, because that amen means I agree. And when a person is praying and you utter an amen of some sort, we're just seeking to be in a symphony together, if you will. A symphony of prayer is what this is tonight. God's people just praying together in one heart, one mind, seeking the Lord. And so we will begin, I believe, I'm going to seek the Lord on behalf of my own heart and the heart of our church, and just seeking the Lord and asking Him to cleanse us, as the song we just sang together, cleanse me and renew me, restore me, O Father. So let's enter into the throne of grace together. Would you bow with me? Oh God, I'm so thankful to be here tonight with my family. My church family. I love them dearly, Lord. And I'm so thankful to be together with them. I'm thankful to be in this church family. I'm thankful, Lord, for what you're doing all around us. But I want to begin, Lord, by telling you that I am sorry. I'm sorry for how I have fallen short in many ways over this past year. There has been times, Lord, and days where I have purposely rebelled against the prompting and the leading of your Spirit and the revelation of your Word, things I know to be right. And then, Lord, even things that I should have been doing, but Lord, I neglected on purpose because of my laziness, because of my pride, oh God, because of my lust. There are times, God, that I sinned against you, and I am sorry about that. And I know you have forgiven me, and I thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses me from all my sin. And Lord, I come to you tonight. I never want to get comfortable with sinning. I want to be under conviction every time I depart from your word. I want to be, Lord, moved by the Holy Spirit every time I grieve him. Cleanse me, O God. I pray you'd forgive my family for where we have neglected our responsibility, Lord, in honoring you. I pray you'd cleanse us, Lord. And I pray for Crooked Creek Baptist Church tonight. Lord, I know that there are areas in our life as a church where we have failed thee, either through negligence, O God, or perhaps even apathy. Lord, I pray that you would cleanse us of the times that we should have been more evangelistic. I pray that you would forgive us for, Lord, the ways that we have carried ourselves in our home and treating our loved ones. I pray you would forgive us, Lord, for the things that we've done in secret, thinking that it would not hurt anybody. Cleanse us of those sins, Lord. Renew a right spirit within us. We are truly sorry, Lord. We do not want to live in sin. We do not want to embrace it. We don't want to excuse it. We simply, God, want to confess it and forsake it daily. Oh God, you're so gracious and kind. You're so merciful and patient with us. Lord, you know the areas in our life where we have those besetting sins and strongholds. Please, God, I cry out, forgive us. We're not going to give up, Lord. We're going to come again and again. We're going to seek you even tonight. Cleanse your church, Lord, of any bitterness, any unforgiveness, any jealousy, any gossip, Lord. If there be any false teaching, oh God, forgive us. And then there are those things that we've done ignorantly. Lord, they're blind spots in our life. We don't even know really that it's sin. We're not aware of it hurting others around us. And God, we are sorry for those sins. Please help us to realize where those sins are. Bring them to our attention, Lord. We don't want to bring shame upon your name, Lord. But if we're doing it ignorantly, oh God, forgive us and help us to understand how we can avoid that. You're so good, Lord. You're so kind, Father, to forgive us daily, moment by moment. And even tonight, I marvel at your forgiveness for our church. We're going to move forward in grace, Lord. We're going to marvel at your mercy, and we're going to seek to do better than we've ever done before by the power of your Spirit. Thank you for the cleansing blood of Christ tonight. Oh, God, we are so thankful that you forgive us. And I pray, Lord, as the psalmist said, Lord, I pray that you would renew a right spirit within us. Blot out our transgressions, Lord. Remove those barriers between us and yourself, Lord. We want there to be a sweet, complete fellowship tonight. Oh, God, thank you. I love you. And I bow my heart before you. Would you anoint and bless each of these men as they pray, Holy Spirit?
And God, lead them as they utter these prayers on the behalf of our church and our community. Thank you for these precious people that have come out on this Wednesday night. Oh, God, you're so good. Oh, Father, I pray this in Jesus' name, believing that you are with us and that you're hearing us. In Christ's name. Brother Dan.
Our Father, tonight we come before you, our Almighty God. We come before you with humility. We know we need you, Lord, and we praise you for being our God, for being all holy, yes, for being a God of all strength, for being an omniscient God, a God who knows all. Amen. And Lord, thank you that you have chosen us to serve you. And Lord, I just praise you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, that you created this earth. We see your power. Thank you, Lord, that you have a plan for us, a plan of salvation. It's a miraculous plan. Amen. Lord, the Creator, you are the Creator, and we are so weak. And yet you love us with that miraculous love. We praise you for that. We wish to lift your name up tonight. And thank you for our Lord Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. We praise you for the humility, for the sacrifice. We praise our Savior for his power and his might. And one day he will be king over this earth. And we praise you for that. Lord, we just wish to lift you up and honor you in our lives every minute of the day. We thank you, Lord, that you've given to us an opportunity to serve here in this church. Thank you for your goodness. I thank you for every person here that has served so faithfully. For every church member, Lord, I thank you for our pastor and his wife and their love for you and their love for the people in this church. And thank you for every Sunday school teacher and for Brother Caleb helping in the youth and for Lori and for all these people working with our young people. Lord, keep them encouraged. We praise you for the opportunities. We thank you for those people working in the custodial work who show so much patience. We praise you, Lord, for encouraging them and using them. And Lord, help us always to have a praising attitude to encourage one another. We know, Lord, that our strength comes from joy. But Lord, our joy comes from praising you. And may each of us determine to praise you every day. We thank you for added families in our church, for people who have been saved and people who have joined our church. Thank you for working in our church, Lord. You are such a great God, and help us to observe, help us to understand and recognize your hand, Lord, rather than taking credit for what we think we have done. Lord, help us to understand that you are everything. Amen. Thank you for the financial blessings of our church, for working in the hearts of people who have worked hard, people who have saved, people who have used the good mind they have to work and invest. And Lord, these people are giving back to you. And I praise you for this. Praise you for your blessings. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for even the trials you send our way. We know, Lord, many people in our church. I thank you, Lord, for the Swoffords, Lord, for what they have done in our church. And thank you, Father, for every trial you have allowed us to go through, knowing that these trials make us stronger, and that is the purpose. We praise you for that. Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your forgiveness, for all these things that you give to us, the work of the Holy Spirit in our heart to convict us of sin. And Lord, we do wish to be clean vessels before you.
Yes, we do.
And I just thank you for challenging us, convicting us when we do wrong. I praise you for the message of the psalmist who said, I will praise you. Thank you for that resolution. Lord, may I have that same resolution to every day in this coming year to praise you,
yes,
to seek you. Lord, that each of us may praise you, that we might have unity in our church. Thank you that you have given us unity. And I pray that you would continue to give us that unity through love and through your Spirit. Lord, the psalmist said that he will glorify your name. And Lord, in our praise, our desire is to lift you up, not self. And I just thank you tonight, Lord, for being our Savior, for being our God, for being our sustainer, for providing for us. And we seek your blessing. We wish to honor you. We praise you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we are together here, and we want to be a church that serves you, Lord. It is a lighthouse in this darkness, in the darkness of this world, our community, Father. And we want to be your disciples. And Lord, we seek your Spirit, the power of your Spirit to revive us right now, Father. Oh, Lord, you are so good to us. And I want to echo these praises that were given. And Lord, help us not to be mechanical, but help us to be aware of your presence in our life every moment, every day. Lord, when we wake up in the morning, help us to remember you, that the first words out of our mouth be praise to you, Lord. May the first words out of our mouth and the first thoughts be praise to you. Lord, I pray that each one of us would seek the fullness of the Spirit. That we might be aware of the life that you've put into our bodies. Lord, we all have experienced a new birth. And so we have a supernatural life that the world does not have. And Lord, I pray that life would be visible to the world around us. Amen. I pray, God, that you would help us to glorify you in our lives, that we might show the world who you are, Lord, and what you're like, how you love, how you care. Lord, that's not something we can do, Lord. But it is your Spirit that enables us, and that's revival. And that's what we pray for, Lord. Help us to fear you, God, to be aware that you watch us every moment, that we are not our own, but that we've been bought with a price, and that we are your servants, and we are not here to please ourselves. We're here to please you. Oh, God, help us to die to ourselves. Help us to know that we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh God, help us not to be lighthearted about our sin. Help us to be broken over it. Lord, I pray, God, that we would be mourning over our sin. Help us, Lord, to be brokenhearted, be contrite, because you won't despise a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And Lord, you told us that you resist the proud, but you give grace to the humble. Amen. So I pray, Father, that you would help us to confess that sin. Help us to hate it with our whole heart. Father, help us. Help us to not make excuses for it. Help us to not make provision for it. Help us to not make provision for the flesh. Oh, God. Lord, help us when you convict us of our sin. And I pray you would do that every time we sin. That we would confess that sin to you right away, Father. Because you're faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us also not to be too proud to confess our sins and our faults one to another. Amen. God, help us to confess our sins to that extent to which it is known, Father. Yes. So that there would not be a stronghold. There would not be an occasion for the enemy to blaspheme your name. Oh, God. Oh, God. We want to hate sin, but love you, Lord. Amen. We love you because you first loved us. Lord, help us to keep that commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Help us to keep that commandment, Lord. Help us to love you, Lord, to love you and love our neighbors as we love ourselves, Father. It's natural for us to love ourselves, but it is of your spirit to love you and to love others. So I pray that you would do that reviving work in our hearts, oh God. And then help us to love your word. Lord, help us to be like the psalmist who said, oh, how I love thy law. Amen. It is my meditation all the day. God, your law, your word is our lifeline. Your word is our truth, is our way, it's our lighthouse, it's our map, it's our the lamp to our feet. God, help us to not spend a day without looking into, reading, memorizing and meditating on your word. And help us to have your word on our mouth as we speak to people. Lord, help your word, let it be in our minds as we make decisions. Oh God, and then help us to pray, Father. Help us to be aware of the need that we have for prayer. God, we truly can't do anything without you. God, Lord, you said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Lord, we don't have to have all polished prayers. Just a heart cry from the heart. Look, a sincerity in our hearts. And Lord, that is revival. Help us to pray like that. Help us to be so acutely aware of our need for depending upon you, God, that the prayer is a natural thing that comes whenever there's any challenge, any decision, any need, any conversation, any witnessing opportunity. Father, help us to have a prayerful spirit. Amen. And make that intercession for us, Lord, and lead us in our prayers. And God, make us a bright light in this community. Oh God, these people around us, they live in darkness. Many are subject to bondage, to all kinds of substance, alcohol, pornography, and whatever there's out there, Father, and they need us to be here. We are the representatives, the ambassadors of Jesus Christ in our community. Help us to take that seriously. And help us, Father, to love them with an unconditional love, just like you love them every moment. Help us, Father, to serve you. And Lord, we give you praise for what you're going to do. We thank you that revival is your will.
Yes, it is.
And that you've placed this desire in our hearts. And we thank you for bringing it, bringing him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I thank you for just how you have used us this year, God. I thank you for the opportunity to serve in a church that loves you, God, and that's seeking to raise up the next generation. Father, you've given us a call on our hearts to bear that burden, God, to raise up the youth in our midst, God, to go out into the nearby neighborhoods and the areas that you've surrounded us with, God, and that we're to go and to teach and to baptize, God. And I just pray that you would not allow us to lose that call on our hearts, God, to not allow us to be a church that's just okay with being where we are, Father, that we're continually moving forward for you, God. I pray that our youth would see that, God, that they would see the light that we shine in our area, God, that they would be the light in the dark world, God. The public school system is the greatest need in our country, God. And I just pray that as you've set forth teachers in our midst, God, that you would continue to use them. God, that they would just have a special call in their heart to seek out the young people that are needy, God. They're searching for the truth, God. And we know the truth. We know that it's the Son of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I just pray that we would be willing and able, that you would empower each one of us as we go out and do those things. God, I pray for the youth as they go. God, maybe it's in homeschool circles, God. Maybe it's in their sports teams, Father. Maybe it's just with a friend group that they may have gotten in with. God, I just pray that you would just anoint our youth, God. Give them just the liberty to speak truth. God, help them to have a burden for lost souls. Help them to take out gospel tracts and to pass them out and just to loving others for you, God. And I just pray that that would just be a heart that you would give our youth, God, that they would just continue to seek after you, God, that you would guide them specifically to people that are in need of the gospel, Father. I pray for our Sunday school classes, God. I thank you for how you've continued to grow our Sunday school ministry, God, that it's just a continual area that we've seen more people come to, Father, that you have added to each class, and that there are new classes that are coming out of that, Father. I thank you for just the need for more areas, God, the need for more space, Father. Help us to continue to fill up this house, God, and that you would use each one of those teachers, Father. I pray a special anointing that their hearts would not grow weary, that they would continue to press forward by faith, God, and that they would continue to stand on the wall as you've called us to, God, that we would stand and that we would continue to hold strong, that we would hold fast to the faith, God, that we would not be led to speak evil, God, but that you would continue to anoint each lesson, that each lesson would be geared towards your spirit, Father. And I pray that as they're preparing, that you would just anoint each heart, God. I pray that there would not be a weary soul, God, that's standing before and teaching, God, but that you would just help our church to come alongside of those Sunday school teachers, God, and just continue to show them love, show them compassion, God. And I pray that you would be with those that are in the classrooms, God. I pray that for those that may only come for Sunday school or for Sunday morning, God, that they would just have a burden to continue to be faithful, God. I pray that you would help us to see our Wednesday night services grow, God. I know that that's a burden of our church, God, and I pray for our master clubs, God. I thank you for how you have given us fruit through that, God. I thank you for how that is a great avenue for training up a child, God, as you've called us, God. Train up a child in the way of the Lord, and they shall not depart, God. And I pray that that would be the burden of our teachers, God. I pray for Ken and Lori Brand as they've led that, God. Thank you for their faithfulness, God. I pray that they would continue to serve you faithfully there, God. I pray for the teachers, God, as they have set apart the lessons, Father. I pray that for the students, as they've learned Bible verses, God, that those would continue to be memorized, Father, that they would not just be memorized and just be quickly forgotten, but they would be put to use, that you'd help them to share those with their loved ones, God, that they would go and that they would see a grandmother or an aunt or an uncle, God, that may not know you, Father, and that that'd be an opportunity for you to use that young person to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, God. I just pray for the master clubs, God. I pray for the songs that you'd have them to sing, God, that they would continue to bring you glory, Father. I pray for their hearts to be changed through the gospel, God. I pray for the Sunday school ministry and the youth group specifically, God. I know that we've seen continual growth there, God, and I pray that you would continue to help our teens be faithful as they grab prayer sheets and as they grab bulletins and they're looking to get involved in serving around the church, God. Continue to give our youth a burden for our church, Father. Continue to help us to give them avenues to serve and to see you glorified within their hearts, God. I pray that you would just continue to use them, God, and parents, Father. I pray that our parents would just have wisdom, God, as the children are a heritage of the Lord, God, and I pray that you would help us to see them as gifts, God. I pray that you would not help us to discipline out of anger, God, but out of love, and that we would continue to discipline well, Father, that our children would see our hearts through discipline, God, that they would not see us in angry spirits, Father, but they would see us that seeking to truly raise them in a loving and a kind and a compassionate way, God. I pray that you would just help parents to continue to seek after those opportunities to share the gospel with their children, God. I know that we saw souls saved through VBS this year, God, and Father, help us to continue to see young souls saved, God. Continue to help them to not have to go through the trials and the tribulations of life alone, God, but that they do have a Savior that loves them, Father. And I pray that even as a young person can understand, God, you called the little children unto you, Father. And I pray that we would not forget that as a church, God, Amen. That we would continue to foster that love, God. And God, I pray for the activities that you have planned for this year, God. I pray for God, the VBS is coming up the first week of June, Father. I pray for the missions trip to Utah, God. I pray that as the youth are included in these opportunities, God, I pray that it would be a special anointing by you, Father, that they would, there's going to be trials and there's going to be tribulations, God, but I pray that as you try us, Father, that we would continue to press forward by faith, God, and that we would love you, Father, and know that it's in Christ alone that we have that victory, God. And I pray for young people to hear God's calling. God, I know that you have called missionaries from our young people. God, I know that there's a pressing of the service on our young people, God. I know that there's young people that are thinking about getting into ministry, God. And I pray that you would not let that fire go away, God, that you would ignite that in their lives, God. Give them a passion for you, God, and help them to continue to seek after you, Father, that they would that we would just fan the flame, God, and just continue to help them find opportunities to grow in their ministry opportunities, God, and that you would be glorified and honored. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Yeah.
Father, I come before you tonight wanting to talk to you about outreach. Yes, and Father, I thank you for the reminder to me that each one of us are saved because of outreach. Amen. Someone gave us the gospel. We either heard it from a preacher, we heard it from a parent, we heard it from a friend, heard it on the radio. But God, we heard the gospel because somebody did what you told them to go out into the world and preach the gospel. And we just thank you, Father, that you've done that for us. And we pray that you would help us to remember that we should replicate that. We should practice that every day. Lord, we have a lot of channels here at our church to do it organizationally, but we also have individual opportunities. And Father, I want to pray for those channels first. Good News Club is a channel, Lord, that we have used here for well over 10 years. Father, it's in today's world, I know it was a miracle when I found out a long time ago we were going to be able to go into the public school and spread the gospel. And Father, it is a miracle, and you have preserved it, Lord, through your power for these well over 10 years. And God, I pray that you would continue this ability of our church to go in. And Lord, I pray for those workers, Lord. I pray for those workers that have been there day in and day out, some of them for years, Father, faithfully attending and teaching these children. And I pray, God, that you would just continue to give them the strength to do that, the desire, Lord, to do it. I pray that they would be excited about going to Good News Club on Wednesdays. And Father, I pray that you would bless those children. I pray that they would be calm. Yes. Lord, I know some days they're not, but Lord, they're just children. So Father, I pray that you would calm them so that they could hear the gospel and they would be saved. And Lord, we thank you for the reports that we get. It just seems like every week we hear of another child that has come to know Jesus. And Father, first of all, that changes their life for years. The vast majority of their life, they'll be a believer in Jesus Christ. And past there, they may very well be able to bring their parents to know you if they don't already know you as their Savior. So, Father, such a great opportunity there at Good News Club. And we pray that you would continue to bless that ministry. Lord, we pray for the Potter's House ministry on Sunday mornings, that you would continue to be with our brothers that go up there and preach the gospel to those men. Lord, those men are in need. Their need has been pointed out to them, and they are usually very soft and ready to receive the gospel. And God, how I pray that you would just use our church, continue to use our men, to be able to go up there and preach the gospel and counsel with those guys that they might be saved. Thank you for the ones that we've become friends with out of that ministry that are attending our church now. Lord, we just praise you for that. We pray that you would multiply that, that we would see more like that come out of this ministry and just become pillars of our community. Father, we thank you for the Oaks ministry.
Thank you for that.
Lord, sometimes a forgotten group of people.
That's right.
But Father, thank you that you have provided that opportunity for those in our church that want to go there and serve those people. And Lord, we will run into people up there that'll be lost.
Yes.
I pray, God, that they would hear the gospel, that they would know their need of a Savior, and that they would be saved there. Lord, we, from time to time, distribute church literature through the mail. And Father, every time we do that, we pray that you would just take those pieces of literature, that you would put them in the place, in those homes where they need to be. Father, it could be a kitchen table, a kitchen counter, on a refrigerator. It could be laying on the floor in a certain spot, God, that people would see that in their time of need, when they don't know where else to turn, and they see that gospel tract or that invitation to come to church. Father, I pray that you would use that to reach our community and use us, Lord, to be faithful, to supply what's needed, the volunteer time, the money or whatever's needed to reach those people. Sometimes that's expensive, Father. But if we spend $5,000 or $10,000 and one person is saved, it's worth it. We know it is. We know it is. And thank you for that opportunity. And Father, track distribution, sometimes door to door that we do here at the church. God, we pray that you would use those times that we'd be able to talk to people and be able to share the gospel with them that they might be saved. Lord, we never know when we knock on a door what's going on. We don't know where those people are. Father, there's testimonies all over of people that needed to speak to someone, and you sent a believer to talk to them. God, I pray that you would help us that way. I pray that you would help us individually, Lord, each day that we're working, going to the doctor's offices, going to our place of work, going to the grocery store, wherever we go. God, help us to be listening, both to people and to the Holy Spirit for direction, for opportunities to share the gospel with people, to invite them to church, to tell them why we don't think everything is so bad in the world is because we have made arrangements to not have to go to hell. We've made arrangements to be in heaven, and we can tell them how to be in heaven too. So I pray that you would help us to be thinking of that each day. Thank you for our welcome in spirit here, how we welcome visitors when they come in the door. Lord, we just pray that you would continue to help us remember that. We know that we get busy, but Father, when a person comes to our church, again, we don't know what their status is. They may need a word from a believer to point them to Jesus, and I pray that you just help us to go up and talk to them, be friendly to them, Father, and just meet their need. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be ambassadors for you, as one of our other men have mentioned tonight. We want to be ambassadors for Jesus. We can't save people, but we can surely point them toward the one who can, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. And pray that you'd help us to seize this opportunity, Lord. I know that I miss many opportunities every day. But God, I pray that this year you would help me to be more looking for those opportunities that I might share the gospel. We thank you, Lord, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Before Jake comes and prays, let's continue praying, but let's just sing to the Lord. You know, it's good to sing to the Lord in prayer, just praising Him. Let's sing I Love You, Lord, to the tune of God is So Good. Would you sing it with me to the Lord in prayer? I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. Yes, He does. He answers prayer every time. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. Brother Jake, come and pray.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we do just want to continue to just praise you and honor you tonight. Lord, I agree with each of my brother's prayers that have been spoken here this evening. And Lord, that you would just meet and answer each of those in just a mighty way. And Lord, in just a way that only you can do, dear Lord. Lord, I thought as I prepared to get for the prayer time this evening, Lord, just in awe, as I thought about all the things that you have done, Lord, out of your church here at Crooked Creek for nearly almost 222 years.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, that you saw fit just 27 years after our nation's founding that you allowed Crooked Creek Baptist Church to be established here in 1803.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, just to be us and allowed to be Crooked Creek to be just a shining light here, Lord, in our community and in Jackson County and just all over Northeast Georgia. And Father, we just, Lord, we can't thank you enough. Lord, just so much you've done. Lord, I think of, Lord, just all the countless souls that have been saved through the work here at Crooked Creek that you've done. Lord, just through just multiple different ministries, Lord, the bus ministry, just specifically, Lord, I think about all the, Lord, just the bus children that have come through here over the years. Lord, you've allowed, Lord, pastors and missionaries to come out of our church, out of your church, Lord. I think of the late Brother Ronnie Heelan, Lord, that Pastor Calvary Baptist and stayed him for so many years, Lord, that was a direct work of you from out of this church. Lord, I thank Holly Johnson that's serving in Dominican, Lord, have came out of our church. That you, Lord, that you've, Lord, you've just so many that you've impacted and led to go on and to just be a shining light for you and to spread the gospel for you. Lord, I think about this building that we're in now, Lord. Lord, this sanctuary has been here for almost 55 years. And Lord, for the fellowship hall and the Sunday school rooms, Lord, for nearly 32 years, Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, just how you've used each of these facilities in just a mighty, mighty way. Lord, to spread the gospel. And Lord, and just all the many souls that have come to Christ. Lord, I even think about the man that was passing by our church years ago. Lord, it was actually on his way to commit a violent crime against someone. And God, you spoke to his heart and you brought him in here.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, from what I can recall about the specific story, Lord, if I remember correctly, that man came to know you that evening, came to know you as his personal Savior. God, just, Lord, we pray and plead, Lord, that you would just continue the mighty work that you've done here for another 220 years, Lord, 222 years as you tarry. Lord, we just, Lord, want to pray for your blessings and the upkeep, Lord, of this wonderful building that you've provided us with. Father, that it would, everything would be done to honor and glorify you. Lord, we pray for just upcoming renovation projects, Lord, as we strive to just keep everything as fresh and renewed as Lord, we physically can, Lord, with your ability. Lord, we just pray for wisdom, Lord, for guidance and direction, Lord, as we seek your will and beginning in a new building program.
Yes, Lord.
Father, that it would, the main emphasis, Lord, the main focus would be nothing more, Lord, to reach more lost souls,
yes,
to bring more people to Christ. Lord, to disciple more people. Lord, to reach those that are hurting. Lord, that we would be that hospital for those that are hurting.
Yes.
Lord, that don't know you as their personal Savior. Father, we would just be the brightest shining light that we can be. God, we can't do it without you.
That's right.
Lord, you and you alone. Lord, but our focus and concentration would always be, Lord, is reaching the lost and spreading the gospel. Lord, we ask that you would just, through this building project, enable us to have more opportunities to preach the gospel, to see more souls come to Christ. Lord, to have a facility would allow us to, as I mentioned, our Lord, to disciple more people and to have adequate space for fellowships. Lord, for young people, yes, Lord, just that, Lord, all the areas and needs that are there that we would be able to meet those in a mighty way.
Yes.
And God, again, that would all give you all the honor and glory and praise for it.
Mm.
And Lord, we just ask for your provisions, Lord, for any and all projects that we do here. And God, we would walk by faith.
Yes.
And Lord, our trust in you, and Lord, that you would unify each of our hearts here, Lord. God, that we would just be in one accord at all times, Lord.
Amen.
As we seek just to honor and glorify and serve you with all of our hearts, dear Lord. And these things we ask in your precious name.
Yes.
Lord, as I come before you tonight and I think about, Lord, our missions program here at Crooked Creek Baptist Church. Lord, I realize that it's not optional. Lord, it was your command before you left this world to go ye therefore teaching all nations and baptizing them. And Lord, we just thank you that we have an opportunity to be a part of missions around the world. Lord, it's your plan for reproducing the church. Lord, new churches are being born all around the world as a result of missions. And Lord, we thank you that we can be a part of that. And Lord, you've been so faithful to help us, Lord, and help us to do our part. Lord, as we've been able to give to missions, Lord, you've blessed us. Lord, and there's not been a time that I'm aware of when we haven't been able to send that support check to those missionaries. And Lord, that's all because of you. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you for that. But Lord, we thank you for the many missionaries that we're able to be a part of their ministry. And Lord, I pray that you would just continue, Lord, to bless us. And Lord, help us to be faithful in giving what you've called us to give. And Lord, I pray that if there's any in our midst that's not a part of that mission giving, Lord, that you would just encourage them, Lord, Lord, help them to know that they can be a part of bringing lost souls to come to know you all around this world. Lord, I think about the kids, Lord, the young people. Lord, I pray that they would learn to give to missions at an early age. Lord, I pray that you would just impress on their heart, their tender hearts, Lord, to be a part of that. Lord, you've blessed us so much here in America, Lord, with physical things, but also, Lord, with spiritual things. Help us, Lord, to share that. And Lord, I pray that you would just continue to help us in our financial giving. But Lord, I pray also that we would be faithful in our prayer for our missionaries. Lord, our missionaries are facing so many different situations. They have trials. They have opportunities. Lord, so many things that they need your guidance on. And Lord, I pray that we would just be faithful to do our part. Lord, to read the prayer letters, to know what they're facing, and Lord, to be able to come before you and to plead for them, Lord, as they serve you in faraway places, away from family, away from friends. Lord, sometimes they feel isolated, sometimes they feel down and discouraged, and Lord, I pray that we would be faithful to lift them up in prayer, Lord, and to just plead for them as they do your work, the work that you've called them to do. And Lord, I pray also, Lord, for our missions trips. Lord, that you would be with the one this year to Utah. Lord, that you would just impress those that need to go. Lord, that they would be willing. And Lord, that you would provide the needed funds, Lord, for that trip. And Lord, for future missions trips, Lord, I pray that you'd just show us where we need to go and when we need to go. Lord, I pray that you would use those trips, Lord, to be an encouragement to the missionary, but also, Lord, to be an encouragement to us, and Lord, to just help us to understand how you use missions, Lord, to save souls and to birth churches. And Lord, I just pray that you would just give us wisdom as we make those decisions. And Lord, also, as we consider other missionaries to take on for support, Lord, lead us and guide us. Help us to know, Lord, the missionaries that you would have us to be a part of their ministry. Lord, I thank you so much for the way you have guided us in the past. I pray you just continue to do that. And then, Lord, as Caleb and others have prayed, I pray, Lord, that you would call missionaries out of our church. Lord, what a blessing to be a part of that. Lord, I pray that those that you have already, that you've already called, Lord, I pray that they would respond.
Yes.
Lord, the best life that we can have is to be in the center of your will. And I pray, Lord, that we would just be humble and submit, Lord, to what you've called us to do. Lord, I pray now for some missionaries that are facing trials and different situations. Lord, I pray for the cooks, Lord. You've called them to Australia, but, Lord, they haven't been able to go yet. And, Lord, I pray that you would just be with them, encourage them. Lord, that you would provide their needed paperwork, Lord, so that they could go and do what you've called them to do. I pray for the Dillons, Lord. Lord, what a ministry they have in Israel at this time, Lord, with there's so many things going on there, so much heartache and so much difficulty and the war and the hostages and the soldiers that have been lost. Lord, I pray that you would just encourage Brother Dillons and Lord, and just direct them so that they would know how best to reach your children. Lord, I pray also for Connie Anderson. Lord, I think about Haiti, what a difficult place that is that she's serving. There's so much violence and just lack of order there. And Lord, but you've chosen a servant, Lord, that knows how to work in that type of situation. And I thank you for that. I pray that you just encourage her and continue to use her as she serves you there. I pray for the Wilts, Lord, as they're looking for your will, Lord, for that next church plant. Lord, show them all the details of how to go about that. And Lord, I pray that you just lead and direct them. And Lord, I think of the Pates and the difficult year that they've had. And Lord, I pray that you would just direct them to the next steps that you'd have them to take. And Lord, I think about Jeff and Vanetta as they've surrendered, Lord, to this ministry. I pray that you would use them in a mighty way. And I thank you, Lord, that they're willing to do what you've called them to do. And Lord, I just thank you once again for being able to be a part of spreading the gospel throughout the world. Help us, Lord, during 2025 to just continue to be faithful and do what you've called us to do. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this place called Crooked Creek. It's not really just a church. It's a family.
Yes.
And this family, before it can go forward and be what it needs to be unified.
Yes, Lord.
So I'm praying this prayer, this simple prayer, Lord, that anything among us that keeps us from having your blessings in this church, help us to get it right. If we're not right with others here, Lord, to get that right between us and the other folks that we have ought against, if we have that in our hearts. As a family, we can't have that. We don't allow it in our own family to be contention, there be contention and so forth. We get it right. And so I'm asking, Lord, if there is anything like that in the midst of us, Lord, I pray that you would help us to get it right between each other. Because we need to be there for each other.
Amen.
It's a tough world out there, Lord. And there's times when we just need each other to help us to make it through situations. It's not just, church isn't just for fellowship, it's also for friendship.
Amen.
And for help.
Yes.
And so I'm praying, Lord, that you work to keep us unified.
Mm.
Help us to care about each other and help each other.
Mm.
Help us to look out for each other when we need something.
Amen.
And then even when we're not looking for anything, Lord, that we would just, you'd have us pray for someone. Or anyone, when you want us to, because there's something we don't even know that they have need of.
Oh, God.
So, Lord, help us to stay unified. Protect this church from the forces of the devil.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to go forward and move forward. And help us to stay unified for you.
Yes, Lord.
And stay like a family. We thank you, Lord, for our pastor and his bold vision and his care and love for us. That is such a blessing. And Lord, help us, Lord, to be a blessing to him when he needs it. I thank you for Brother Mike. I thank you for the deacons.
Yes.
Thank you for the Sunday school teachers.
Yes, Father.
I thank you for all the ushers and everyone that pitches in and helps.
Amen.
In this big family called Crooked Creek. Help us to keep staying that way in 2025, and we'll give you the honor and glory for it. We won't take praise for ourselves. In your name I pray. Amen.
Dear Father, thank you for this day, and I'm going to pray for sick ones in our church. I pray for Mundo that he would stay safe and healthy, and
yes.
That you would heal him, and that if he doesn't know the gospel, that you would give it to him. And
amen.
I pray that you would heal him. And I pray for Stephanie Ward, that she would get better from back pains and other things, and that she would get better, and that you would heal her. And I pray for Miss Bonnie Phillips, that she would get better. And I pray for Mr. Jim, that he would feel better from his sickness, and that you would heal him from all pains and the sickness. And I pray that you would heal all these people in our church, all these members, all these children of you. And I pray that they'd get better, and they wouldn't have any more pains. And I thank you for in heaven there is no pain, or there is no sickness. And I pray that you would help us to go forward in 2025, and just like all these other guys said, to keep going in your word. And I pray that you would help us in Jesus' name.
Dear Lord, we come to you tonight just so grateful for the opportunity that we have to be able to gather in your house, to be able to be here as a church family, all for you, dear Lord.
Yes.
Dear Lord, as we can think back over 2024 and the trials that you put us through, dear Lord, we thank you for those, because we're still standing here today before you, dear Lord. And dear Lord, as we move into 2025 and the trials that lay ahead us, dear Lord, I just pray that you give us the wisdom and the strength to endure these, dear Lord. Dear Lord, I just pray as we go through these trials that's coming, and we know they're coming, Lord, because you don't take trials from us. You promise that we'll get through them and you'll be with us, but you do not take trials away from us, dear Lord. And dear Lord, we just pray that during 2025 that we go through these trials with joy, and we're constantly giving you praise during these times. Dear Lord, we know the devil's coming. And dear Lord, we just pray that you continue to work through us, dear Lord. As we just heard of a Crooked Creek church family, dear Lord, that through trials we need everyone here. And dear Lord, we just pray that you move upon us here. That we share our trials so we don't have to try to take these on ourselves, dear Lord. And dear Lord, it more importantly, if there's someone here that's not saved, dear Lord, I pray that they open their heart and let the Holy Spirit move in, because that's the way to go through trials, is only with you, dear Lord. Dear Lord, I just ask that you continue to put upon us during this year that's coming up, and to put a soft spot in our heart for people that we know are going through trials, dear Lord, and that strengthens our prayer life, dear Lord, and that gives us something and reminds us and convicts us of when we need to be praying, dear Lord, that we're praying for our brothers and sisters that are in trials. Oh, Lord, I pray that you make us humble for those and weak for those people, dear Lord. And that we weep for them, Lord, as you weep for us.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I sit here and reflect on the prayers that have been given from our brothers this evening. And what a blessing it is to hear the screaming that we have for you, and how we just want to honor and glorify you in everything that we do, dear Lord.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I just pray that you use our church. I pray that you use every member here. I pray that you use every visitor that walks through those doors to glorify you, dear Lord.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I pray that every trial that we go through, that we give you the praise and glory through everything that takes place, no matter how painful, no matter how scared we want to get, dear Lord. Let us just pray that we lean to you.
Yes.
that everything that we do in the year of 2025 is focused on one thing. And dear Lord, it is all focused upon you.
Oh, yeah.
We know that there's going to be tough times. We know there's going to be great times.
Amen.
And dear Lord, we tend to seek you only in the tough. Mm. Dear Lord, I pray that you give us the ability and conviction to seek you, dear, in all of them, dear Lord.
Yes.
Dear Lord, I love you and thank you, dear, in this evening here as you've worked in my heart and challenged me. Dear Lord, I just pray that you continue that conviction to go on through me during this time to continue to work for you and to be a better person for you, not for myself.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, I love you and thank you. In your name we pray.
All God's people said,
Amen.
Somebody
ever asked you if you've ever been in an hour prayer meeting, you can say, yes, I have. The Lord met with us tonight. These prayers, this was special tonight. Young people, I want to congratulate you. Young people, it's not every day young people your age can go pray through an hour prayer meeting like that. But that was special tonight. Thank you, men, for your prayers. And thank you, congregation, family, for being here tonight praying along. God's got some wonderful things in store for our church. Well, in closing, I'm going to ask Brother Mike to come and lead us in one of our theme songs from 2022 called Forward by Faith. Because that's what we're doing. We're moving forward by faith. So would you stand with me as we close our service in a song?
We are sent to tell a lost and dying world of one who saves. With a shield of faith and the word our sword, God gives strength for each new day. Forward by faith, though I can see what it is He planned for me. We walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, a future that is bright. There is victory to be won if we will walk and not be faint. Keep your eyes upon the Savior and go forward, forward by faith.
Amen. We'll see y'all on Vision Sunday. Happy New Year. I love you. God bless you.